Fred Film Radio, Istanbul International Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Istanbul Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Matan Yair, who is presenting his film Scaffolding here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Sure, yeah, I'm happy to be here. Thanks.
So just as a first question, maybe, would you like to introduce our listeners to the film and tell us maybe a little bit about it?
The film Scaffolding is a film which tells the story about a young man who is 18, finishing his high school year, and is a kid that doesn't know really how to read and has problems in school, and he's a very tough young man who is looking a path in his life, and his family, they have a scaffolding business, and it happens to be that suddenly in his last year in high school, a literature teacher comes in and opens a new look at the world for him, and it is something that he's starting to research or to be interested in or curious, but it doesn't match with his father's plans for the family business of scaffolding, and dramatic things happens and which brings him to difficult places that will change in a way his life.
So many things to talk about, but I do want to ask you maybe a first question. I realize that this is your feature debut. Is that true?
Yeah, that's my feature debut with a production company and with a nice budget to make it. I did things independent, but this is my first. Yeah, as I said, and the film is based a lot of my personal experience as a teacher in high school. I've been teaching for almost more than a decade literature and history in high school, especially in tough classes with kids from difficult backgrounds and with an interesting life story. And also the main character of the film is a student of mine, which I took for the film. And he's just this kid is winning awards everywhere we go with the film because he's giving something brilliant and authentic, very real, and he has this star quality that that you don't come across very often, and I believe that's why it was also been chosen for Cannes Film Festival for its first screening, and then Toronto, because there is something which magnetized the audience and very powerful in his presence in the film.
So there is a mixture of reality and fiction in this film.
Yes, there is this mixture which I really like. Because I like the unclearness way of documentary and realism. When I do my documentary films, I want them to be fiction, and when I do my fiction films, I want them to be documentary. And I believe that's an influence a little bit from Persian cinema, from Romanian cinema, and from things that I bring from my life or from my background. Many times my inspirations are also books and people who write, like Natalia Ginzburg, which is an Italian author, which she writes about everyday life, and I'm trying to bring this everyday life into my cinema. Also, you know, Mike Lee, Ken Loach from Great Britain. So I'm trying to do this, and I like this mixture.
But as you mentioned, this film is very personal, but I would also like to know more a little bit about the cultural background of the film, in particular the protagonist of the film.
Asher Lux, which is the main character in the film, his family has a scaffolding business, and he was a very troubled kid in high school. He did whatever he wanted. He was very violent with a lot of anger, and for me, as his teacher, it was very difficult to find the way to reach him or to make him, do his diploma. And this challenge was very interesting, and it brought many situations that I entered into the film. And I knew along the way, as I taught him, that this kid has something in him, his look, his eyes, like his soul is trying to reach out. And I felt that he's all the time in a conflict inside of him, wanting to be a student and to finish the diploma and to be the first one in his family that has a high school diploma, and on the other way, you know, his friends, being a man, all the aggressiveness and the violence, and I was interested in the thing that he was all the time in conflict, and I knew that this guy is a character which I can take and I can use in telling a story about a teacher, about a father, about a son, and to combine all these things together.
Yes, the father and the son relationship too, because I guess he has a preset path, and somehow he's kind of challenging his predestination, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, you know, this thing with the father, it's not... it's more based of me and my father relationship, because for me, you know, as a kid growing up, I had different questions to my father, and the film is dealing with this a young man who has his questions to his father, to understand himself, to understand the family that he's coming through, and you know, this. I believe everybody has this fantasy of talking to their parents, a conversation that will be meaningful, a conversation that they can reveal something, that they can show their emotions. And this fantasy that we... it always hits reality, and it usually doesn't happen. And in my... And when I was a young man, I had these questions to my father which I couldn't ask and I couldn't deal with. And through the film and through my character, Usher, and the relationship that I'm building with his fiction father, so I'm managing to deal with this situation and with the story that I'm telling about a young man who is looking for his path in life.
So do you use kind of filmmaking as a way to understand things about yourself that you may not know yet?
For sure. For sure, I'm making these things. When I'm making films, I'm not thinking about anyone except my very close loved ones. But I'm going, you know, I'm just going down underwater in myself, and I'm finding these spots in myself that are very raw, or that are very delicate, that I'm afraid of, or that I'm attracted to, and this is my creation core, and from there I'm starting to make you know, this plot, this story, and that's why. For me, it's always to find something new about me, or to reveal something, and it's always a negotiation between me and myself about what am I going to reveal, what is going to be out there, and what I'm going to keep with me inside.
And another interesting aspect that I wanted to talk with you about was the fact, the role in which that art plays in the movie. So yeah, maybe you'd like to tell me about that.
Yeah, art. Art for me, as a kid, growing up, you know, it was something that I could a way to express myself, a way that I could relate to my emotion or to think about different worlds. I remember as a kid, you know, I was a great fan of John Lennon and his lyrics, and I was thinking a lot about John Lennon and his family, about his mother's death and growing up with his auntie, and then they emerged in Liverpool and all this stuff. And I was very, you know, I was looking at the lyrics and I was thinking in the music, and it was very close to me. Like, John Lennon was a friend of mine when I was growing up, and I could relate to him, and I could have a conversation with him, and also with Travis Bickle, Robert De Niro of Martin Scorsese, Taxi Driver. You know, they were important figures in my life. And as a teacher, I find the art a way that kids can open up, can look at the world in something new. It's a whole different situation. And in my film, I'm taking this piece of Carl Händel, an artist who made a very special work called The Questions for My Father. And this piece of art is being shown in the movie and being related to, and it's a great present.
But also, in the film, you notice that there's sort of a contrast between art and the real world of money, of labor. At some point, the father holds up a note, and he says, "Who's on this note?" And it's a poet, and he's like, "This is why something along the lines of art is just gone.
Literature is dead." Yeah, he's talking about that if you put a poet on a bill of money, so it means that literature is dead, and this is a voice inside of me, you know, saying this is a very... a world that people are more and more, as I feel it in my country, in my place, are more dealing with money, and this is how you evaluate people, and this is how you estimate them, and this is how you see if they are successful or not, if they make money, and if they and I feel that this world is becoming more cold and more stupid in a way because of these cellular phones and all this media of the, you know, of the network, as we are now having conversation, you know. But I do feel it's this, and I'm feeling that art art is now you know, is a little bit with no sunshine on it. Also literature and also filmmaking. But I hope this it's, you know, that it will only, in a matter of way, will only bring more creativity out of people who wants to express themselves. So I don't know.
Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you. Wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.